Here to tell us what it says in Friday's papers, Fiona Kelly.
A fantastic player, a true friend and a loving husband and father. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Star, alongside pictures of Liverpool footballer Diogo Jota, who died yesterday along with his younger brother in a car crash in Spain. The pictures are of him with his wife and three children on their wedding day just 12 days ago, and of him wearing his Liverpool jersey being embraced by Jurgen Klopp. The Irish Sun and Irish Daily Mirror also lead with this story. Football has lost a champion and devastating are the headlines there. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Independent reports on yesterday's car crash in Donegal, which resulted in the death of a six-year-old girl and her mother, a woman in her 20s. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Times leads with the prospect that Ireland may have to pay up to €26 billion in emissions fines in 2030. The paper also has a story about €800,000 in expenses, which prospective Fine Gael presidential candidate Mairead McGuinness claimed from the EU during her 16 years as an MEP. Arthur Beasley reports that she claimed expenses for office rent and other costs associated with the building she owns adjacent to her family property in County Meath. Beasley writes that although claims were within European Parliament rules, they are being seen by some within Fine Gael as a potential point of discomfort. No aid to tackle cost of living crisis. That's the headline in today's Irish Examiner, which is based on remarks made by Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue and Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers, who are both emphasising the need for a careful, sensible and sustainable approach to the next budget. The Irish Daily Mail builds its lead story around yesterday's hearing of the Public Accounts Committee, which focused on spendings related to the National Treatment Purchase Fund and Children's Health Ireland. The paper cites the example of one consultant who was paid €7,000 a day for weekend clinics as part of an initiative to tackle hospital waiting lists. The Irish News and Belfast Telegraph both give coverage to the acquittal of three men involved in the long-running NAMA trial in Belfast Crown Court yesterday. Loyalist blogger Jamie Bryson, former Sinn Féin MLA Dahi McKay and party employee Thomas O'Hara were all acquitted of charges of having conspired to commit misconduct in a public office during a Stormont committee meeting in 2015. And the Irish News also reports a new PSNI figures which reveal that almost 90% of all police officers live in traditionally unionist areas. A number of today's papers give coverage to an Commission Pleanála's decision to refuse planning permission to Conor McGregor for what is described as a sprawling, historic, stately home-style house in County Kildare. The former MMA fighter sought permission to replace his existing five-bedroom home in Strafford with a 32,693-square-foot house with a cinema, bar and two swimming pools. Gordon Deegan notes in The Independent that the proposed house would have been 27 times the size of your average three-bed semi. The defamation case, which veteran Republican Marion McGlinchey is taking against Disney Plus, also receives extensive coverage today. She's suing the streaming service for depicting her as having been involved in the murder of Jean McConville in 1972 in the series Say Nothing, a claim her solicitors have said was not based on a single iota of evidence. The Mail has a piece on a survey of the bucket list for women over 50. We're told that 54% of those surveyed want to see the Northern Lights, while 48% want to travel on the Orient Express. And finally, in advance of tonight's opening gig in the Oasis reunion tour in Cardiff, with fans starting to queue outside the stadium gates 27 hours before they're due to open, the Star reports that bookies are taking bets on what Liam Gallagher's first words would be when he takes to the stage. We're told that, all right, is the red hot favourite at 3-1.
And we'll be talking more about Oasis later. We'll hear from Cardiff.